Blessed Christina of Tuscany, Virgin, Third Order. Blessed Christina Maccabi of Valdarno, meaning Valley of the Arno, was a holy tertiary of the 13th century and may have been born while St. Francis was still living. The town of her birth was Santa Croce in Tuscany, on the lower Arno between Florence and Pisa. Her parents were poor, and as a girl, Oringa, as she was then called, was a shepherdess. While tending the flocks, she devoted much time to prayer. So sensitive was her purity that she trembled and even became ill when she heard an unclean word. Oringa was a very beautiful girl, and hence there was no lack of suitors who came to ask her hand, but she refused all offers of marriage. Her brothers maltreated her, trying to force her into marriage. Oringa fled to Lucca and found a position as a servant girl. She began to lead a life of severe penance, going barefoot even in winter, sleeping on the bare ground, and fasting at times for several days in succession without taking any food. By her prayers and example, she converted many sinners and came to be known as the missionary of Lucca. With her mistress, she made a pilgrimage to Rome, where people began to call her Christina, or Christiana, because of her holy life. From Rome, they went to Assisi, and here a young lawyer was so attracted by her beauty that he wanted to marry her by all means. But Christina had made up her mind to lead a life of virginity, and once more took refuge in flight. There is a tradition that Saint Viridiana, the holy tertiary recluse of Castelfiorentino in the Val d'Elsa, who died in 1242, advised Christina to return to her hometown, Santa Croce, and to join the Third Order. Anyhow, that is what Christina did, and many young women followed her example and placed themselves under her direction. Thus she founded a religious community which, according to some, observed the rule of St. Augustine. That may well have been the case, because at this time religious sisterhoods of the Third Order Regular were still unknown. Many years later, in 1310, Christina died a holy death. If the story about St. Viridiana is true, she must have been in her 80s. Many miracles followed her death, and Pope St. Pius V approved the veneration paid to her. On the virtue of cleanliness. Neatness, cleanliness, orderliness. These are an aid to virtue. In fact, if they are coupled with the right intention, they may be numbered among the virtues. Being neat and clean in regard to one's personal appearance is something entirely different from the pagan cult of the body, which is so prevalent today and has made such devastating inroads into the thoughts and the ways of even such as call themselves Christians. Christina was beautiful without trying to be such, and she did not misuse this gift of God as so many do. She was not vain or conceited, and she did not parade her beauty. She was modest and retiring, and she was intent above all on beautifying her soul. But she must have been neat and clean in her ways, otherwise she would not have been able to hold the position of a servant girl. Some have the erroneous notion that squalor and filth necessarily go hand in hand with poverty. They often do, but there is no reason why they should. Even the poor can scrub their humble abodes and keep them clean. They can patch their torn clothes and wash them, and they can avoid piling up unnecessary junk or carry it away. Dirt is not the result of poverty, but of slovenliness and laziness and carelessness. Having a place for everything and keeping one's person and belongings clean require work and perseverance. A poor home which is kept spick and span has an aura of virtue. the housewife and mother who is busily engaged in cleaning and washing, who keeps her home attractive and inviting, is fulfilling the duties of her state of life. Mary, the Mother of God, did not regard it beneath her dignity to sweep the house at Nazareth, to make and wash and mend clothes, and to cook meals. But she sanctified the performance of her ordinary daily duties by the love of Jesus. The last chapter of the book of Proverbs has a description of a valiant woman which provides ample food for thought. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coast is the price of her. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he shall have no need of spoils. She will render him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 31. Prayer of the Church. O God, the protector of all who trust in Thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us Thy mercy, that Thou, being our ruler and guide, we may so pass through temporal blessings that we finally lose not those which are eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Christina of Tuscany,
pray for us.